At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
I was reading a fascinating piece, I think it was the Daily Mail the other day, about journalist Jane Green. And Jane is with us on the line today because, Jane, you've been dealing with empty nest syndrome, but in an unusual way, haven't you?
Well, I suppose so. Empty nest syndrome, which of course hits at the same time as menopause and various other things, which put me in something of a very bad depression. And the only thing that got me out of it was the use of psilocybin, which is the compound found within magic mushrooms.
And that's what you've been taking.
Well, yes, I was in a really quite serious depression, and nothing seemed to be working. And I have depression in my family. I have had it for many, many years and have been on antidepressants. But this was a real black. And a friend and neighbor came over one day, and she told me that she had done what she called journeys. And she had been using magic mushrooms in a therapeutic way, so under very specific circumstances, and that it had completely transformed her life. So I started reading about how these work, these psychedelic drugs. And actually, what I discovered through my research was that when you are in a depression, the parts of the brain that control happiness sort of shut down, almost like the light going off. And what these drugs have been scientifically proven to do is change the neural pathways. So when your depressive thoughts get used to going down the same pathways all the time because the lights have switched off on the happiness pathways, these drugs actually turn those pathways back on again. And I decided this is something I need to try because I didn't know what else to do. And so with the help of this friend, we did three journeys, which is taking a very specific dose in a very safe setting, and then listening to music that has been specifically composed to take you on a journey. You wear an eye mask, so there's no outside stimulation, and it lasts for between 4 and 6 hours.
And how can you be, you know, Jim, when you talk about a safe setting and I suppose where you would get or would get them from, like, how can you be sure or so sure of that?
How can I be so sure of which?
You know, I'm just thinking of for people listening to you today, like, you know, I suppose even getting access to the mushrooms or mushrooms you're talking about, you know, that you, I suppose what you're getting that is something you're taking and being able to take it in a safe way.
Right. Well, this was in America. So I actually was living in America at the time.
Okay.
And we went. Yes, and we went to Denver where it is legal. But of course, it is not legal, I believe, in the UK, in Ireland. Mm. So my circumstances were slightly different. The other thing I have to say is that whilst there are so many stories of people who have, you know, when they have sort of treatment-resistant depression, so, many, many people have found amazing results with these psychedelics, but not... you have to, if you have any history of mental illness or bipolar disorder in your family, this is something that you shouldn't take. It is not for everyone. So I would definitely advise anybody who's thinking about this to do their research and know what their family history is.
Speaking of, it depends on if they're obviously dealing with their GP or medical practitioner, or, you know, speak to people as well. Tell me a little bit about dealing with empty nest syndrome, and how seriously do we take or talk about that, Jen?
Well, you know, the problem is that I don't think it's ever just empty nest syndrome. I think that often by the time our children leave the home, it's also when we as women are hitting menopause. It's when we often feel lost and untethered, even if we have careers. I've had a really busy career my whole life. I couldn't wait for my children to leave the nest. Couldn't wait to have a tidy house again and not have rucksacks and shoes littering the floor. I thought I'd be completely celebrating. And in some ways, I was. But then I realized that I'd spent the last 24 years defined as, you know, a writer, a wife, a friend and a mother. And all of a sudden that mother door was just closed. And I, you know, and because it came at the same time as menopause, because it came at the same time as, you know, my husband and I had raised these children and suddenly there we were, ships passing in the night. And so, you know, my marriage was struggling. I was struggling in my career. There were just so many things that were going on. So I think that it's never just empty nest syndrome. It's the age and stage of life.
All of the other externalities around it as well.
Exactly. This is what happens to women in their 50s. And it seems that there are, you know, I've been writing about it an awful lot on my Instagram page and Facebook. And I'm getting messages from hundreds of women who feel exactly the same thing.
Okay.
They just feel lost.
Journalist Suzanne Harrington is with us. No problem, Jane. Suzanne Harrington is with us on the line as well. Suzanne, I believe your own kids have left home at the moment too. Is this something you experienced?
No, in a word. But then I bravo to the other caller because the journey that she describes is the future of antidepressant treatment. And I've experienced that myself as well. Both depression and using magic mushrooms, psilocybin, to treat it. And it's absolutely life-changing. And it's just a matter of time before it becomes mainstream and available for all. In terms of empty nest, to be honest with you, I'm a single parent, okay? So I was really, I'm delighted that my kids have moved to the next stage of their lives. It's been something that I feel after 20 odd years of, you know, being on site, as it were, to, you know, make sure that everybody is looked after and the washing up gets done. Now it's like I'm just buying a camper van and driving off into the sunset and I'm really excited.
Yeah.
But I do not have clinical depression like the other caller. So it's a totally different, I wouldn't equate the two things, empty nest syndrome and depression, and menopause. It's probably all a bit mixed up, but I have come through menopause and I'm now really excited about this next chapter in my life and also going to be traveling with my kids because they're traveling. And it turns out when you're away from the domestic setting, everything is reset. And so you're not thinking, can you pick your socks up? You're thinking, where are we going to go now? You know, and traveling together, you travel as equals. So it's brilliant.
So does it provide a kind of an opportunity, Suzanne?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I just don't even understand the phrase empty nest syndrome, to be honest with you. I honestly think it's fake news because you don't stop being a parent. But I think that there's a sort of traditional sort of message, you know, that the classic thing of the kid bringing home the big bag of dirty laundry and the mother like, oh, do you want a sandwich? It's like, no, it's just fake news.
Yeah. Is it fake news, Jane? Is it fake news, empty nest syndrome, as Suzanne says?
Well, I think it's a catchy title. But I really think it's more age and stage of life. And as Susanna, the other caller, said, you know, it's very easy to call it empty nest. It's many things. I had depression as well. And as I said earlier, it was a confluence of things. It wasn't any one thing. That makes for an easy headline. But it was a number of things. And really, the crux of the piece that I wrote for the Daily Mail was that magic mushrooms cured my depression.
Yeah, well, I should
in a way that nothing else, you know, had
that's
done.
Very much in your own personal experience and journey there, Jane. And I know you mentioned that obviously you've been going to and dealing with medical professionals for a number of years. I do have a text in from Kevin as well, who makes the point that he says, I did a lot of, you know, various different drugs, psychedelic drugs when I was a teenager, right up until my mid-20s. They nearly wrecked my life, probably culminating in 2 years of therapy when I was then in my early 30s. It's a drug that I promise is a very dangerous, dangerous great game, is a message that comes in from Kevin just on that today. Another listener just on the idea of empty nest syndrome. It seems that all of the issues are to do with the loss of purpose and identity, and probably needs therapy and not medication. Being so busy when your children, when in their younger ages, probably has maybe masked a lot of underlying issues for years. For me, says this listener.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.